Nā, kei konei taku kai kōrero anō ko Harry Burkhardt, no Ngāti Kuri, ka mutu e hoama, whakarongo mai ki a māua e kōrero ana. Kia ora to you, Harry. How are you today?
Good, thank you, Kiwi.
Yeah,
kia ora to you too.
Oh, kia ora. All right, okay. It's been a focus on Ngāti Kuri over the past few months. What's the update on it now?
I think our previous conversations is how might we respond to a post-COVID world or a world where we've got, in our view, a number of meta-crises, you know, whether it's climate change or democracy or economy or pandemic or nutrition or all that stuff like that. So it's allowing us to start thinking more earnestly about the bigger cracks that we are seeing in our communities and responding to those before they become dysfunctional.
Okay. All right. Ngāti Kuri have released in regarding the Mere Mere Penfold Scholarship last month. How can whānau be eligible to apply, and when is the closing date for this scholarship?
The Mere Mere Penfold Scholarship is, we manage that on behalf of her whānau, and it's quite an open process as when we think it's the right time, and with support of the whānau, as we just opened the applications. But fundamentally, we keep it open always because we're always interested in supporting the Ngāti Kuri talent. The scholarship's more about how do we amplify our reo in that tertiary space. And we've had some really stunning candidates in the past. So this is more about doing that keeping a focus on that opportunity.
Mm. Can I just ask, Harry, for that scholarship, how much do you give towards that?
So there's a contribution of $5,000 per annum to the successful candidate. So we've had up to about half a dozen each time we've rolled it out. Mm. And one year we actually did two scholarships because the quality of the candidates was exceptional. So we allowed two candidates come through in one year.
Mm. Right. Recently, Ngāti Kuri are seeking kaimahi to fulfil the roles for administrator and researcher assistant and Waimarama Orchard Kaimahi. What criteria would be successful applicant have to have, and how do they apply?
So in terms of those, that mahi we're carrying out, whether it's at a kind of a orchard level or a farm level or a project level, we are more interested in people's generic skills, the ability to contribute, to operate collectively, and be ignited by a passionate kaupapa.
Mm.
The rest we can add in. Mm-hmm. And what we've found, particularly with our Taitamariki, is you give them a sniff of an opportunity and they will grab it with four hands, you know what I mean? So our role is just to nurture that raw talent and then just get it focused. So in terms of the work on the orchard, is we're looking for more people to work in our blueberry, avocado areas. But there's a subtle change. What we're operating in is in a new area around precision horticulture and precision agriculture. Mm. So this is not about using our people to be the tonos, you know, the lowest paid people in our organisation. This is about giving them a whole lot of new skill sets so they can face down the challenge / opportunities, horticulture and agriculture, with new set of skills. And the other bit we're really relaxed about is moving the leadership of those pieces of work with our whānau, so they can take ownership and control of that. So it's quite a permissive model, but it's about giving us and everybody new sets of skills to face down new opportunities. This is more than just being picking blueberries, miles more.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. Okay, yeah. Coming up, Apopo, tomorrow is the Iwi Leaders Forum. So what input does Ngāti Kuri hope to provide in this next hui?
So I'll be down there with our iwi colleagues, our whanaunga. So there's the first part of the iwi Chairs Forum. Remember, it's a loose collaboration around where iwi chairs get together and start talking about what matters for them. So what are their shared aspirations? How might we work those together? And there's an opt-in, opt-out. There's no binding process where iwi have to marginalise their own mana in these processes. So tomorrow will be around some economic opportunities. Tuesday will be reports back from each po. So we've set up po around tikanga, the constitution, economics, some of that government agency responses. So there's a whole range of executing opportunities that we've exercised. And it's about us sharing where we are at and then understanding how we go together collectively after that. Probably the biggest kōrero tomorrow is how might we position ourselves to the new government and particularly the new ministers, understanding there's a significant range of Māori who are leading really key portfolios in the new Labour government. And so how do we āwhi and whanaunga those leaders to be part of us leading those things out that are important to our people.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds interesting for your hui tomorrow and the next day. Is it on from Thursday and Friday, is it?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday. My sense is that after the next year will be the execution of those relationship positions between iwi and Labor government.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, well, Harry, interesting with your kōrero about Ngāti Kuri and about all the different aspects that you're hoping to achieve, as well as the Iwi Chairs Forum for Thursday and Friday. And whereabouts is it, do you know?
That's in New Plymouth.
Oh, it's in New Plymouth, is it? In the township?
Yeah, it's at the Novotel in New Plymouth.
Okay, thank you very much. Kia ora mai anō ki a koe, mō wēnei kōrero. Well, it's lovely to talk to you and an update on Ngāti Kuri, what you hope to invest in this year's for the board and, of course, the upcoming Iwi Chairs Forum at New Plymouth for Thursday and Friday of this week, eh?
Kuli, can I raise this one more tucky? So last week we're all part of watching Far North District Council refuse to stand up Māori wards.
Yes.
And then the week before we watched Northern Regional Council and the leadership of Penny Smart support Māori wards. And then there's Jason at Kaipara being supportive of Māori wards. So From a kind of a muri whenua tiku, tikau, taonu perspective, we kind of find it quite puzzling and asymmetric. And it's a nice way of saying what's going on. So the only way I could make sense of the asymmetry, where some have been courageous and bold and others have kind of responded in a different way, is the only way I've kind of make sense of it. It feels like the Proud Boys voting on non-white wards, because all those people who sit in the Far North District Council, we know who they are. We'll work with them. We've eaten with them. And my view is we're better than this. So it's easy to kind of rail against the reflection of this stuff. However, for us to be part of the solution, we need to be way past this conversation. So that's kind of what we're thinking at a Iwi leadership level, understanding when you look at the Far North, the most significant investments have been made by Iwi.
So what you're trying to tell us, Harry, then, wouldn't it be better if all the runangas up here have a kōrero about that and get an understanding of that and then go to the council? Wouldn't that be a better system?
Well, there's probably a number of missteps. Would it have been better to talk to us before they pull that stunt, point one? Point two is this is more a conversation between Pākehā and Pākehā, not Pākehā and Māori.
Because
we have a clear view and we are unequivocal about what that looks like for us. So my sense is how do Pākehā have that conversation? Because when you look around Northland, two other local and territorial authorities landed in a different position. Is that the water in Kaitaia?
Yes. There's water, and I think there's other problems. I think, well, you know, this is me saying this, Harry. I think over the many years, it's been a lot of issues have been, you know, it's been said of in the council and no Māori input into it. But then again, in saying this, this is what I mean. Some of us Māori sit on the fence and they don't talk about it or open it up. And maybe talking to the runangas might be a good problem. And then they put it forward through with the councils and that. That's my suggestion. Because a lot of Māoris, they talk about it and that's the end of it. They don't go further with it. You know, to go and approach the council with different issues. That's me saying that, though.
and I hear that, and I've got a really clear view of what manamutahake means for us. And it doesn't mean Far North District Council, by the way. So we've got to be helping them on their journey, whatever that means, but we've got to be focused and unequivocal about what's important to us.
Okay, Harry. Well, interesting kōrero. And then we'll chug along and in the next chapter of our kōrero, I'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time, eh?
Okay, kia ora.
All right.